There's this sense that the American West is wide open country. Nothing to hear but the wind and the sagebrush. But recently, it started to sound more like this. In 2014, in Bunkerville, Nevada, Clive and Bundy and his family had their cattle rounded up by the federal government over a matter of unpaid grazing fees. To hear them tell it, what they did next was gather a posse and take those cows back at gunpoint.
Heavily armed, they forced dozens of federal agents to stand down.
They'd really like to be seen as cowboys.
The West has never been won!
I'm Leah Satilli, and for the last 2 years, I've been reporting on the Bundy family, trying to figure out what they're doing to the American West. If this is about cows, why did they turn around and take over a national wildlife refuge in Oregon?
I am 100% willing to lay my life down to fight against tyranny.
They called themselves patriots, said they were fighting a tyrannical government. This is not the kind of story where the good guys wear white hats and the bad guys wear black.
And it was time to do something in offense rather than just defense.
This is a story about power and privilege and truth versus belief. Along the way, there are nuclear weapons and religious prophecies and two sides who both see themselves as heroes, but they're not.
I'm going to meet the sheriff. The sheriff is waiting for us.
In fact, there aren't really any cowboys in this story.
Back down or you kill me now.
Just gunslingers.
Go ahead. Put the bullet through me.
Damn it. Are they shooting him? Did I shoot him? You asshole.
From Long Reads in Oregon Public Broadcasting, this is Bundyville, coming May 15th.